So be'ezer shem, we learned the flamra mesechtes peya, which begins the fourth perek hamivi. Perek hamivi discusses many more halachas related to yamtim and explains what is permissible and what is forbidden on yamtim. Some of the topics we learned about today include carrying heavy loads on yamtim and the permissible manner of carrying, which is not considered ovdin nechayel, whether to rebuke people for transgressing isurim or refrain from doing so if the chacham feel that the people will not heed them. The isra of performing music on Shabbos and Yom Tov, using wood of the sukkah or decorations of the sukkah on the holiday of Sukkot, or wood from regular huts on other Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learned about include Uvdin Nechayel. There are several actions that are forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov as they are similar to weekday actions and diminish from the spirit of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Examples include sharpening a knife on Yom Tov or carrying heavy loads on Shabbos and Yom Tov. These actions are Asar Mishum Shvos, and it's a machlikis if the Isser Shvos is an Isser D'Rabbanan or an Isser D'Oraisa. Hanach Lem LiYisrael, Mutav SheYishogim Val Yimazidin. The Chacham are given the authority to sometimes refrain from reprimanding people from performing prohibited actions if they feel that the people will not heed the words of the Chacham. There is much discussion in the Pesukim as to when this is applied. Teisei Yom Kippur, extending the time period for the laws pertaining to Yom Kippur, both before and after the fast, is a mitzvah asid deiraisa. One is not chayev karas, nor is one over a lav if he transgresses the Yom Kippur laws in this tisvis time period. However, one does fulfill a positive mitzvah by adding to the kedusha of the day before and after the day itself. Muktzah machmas chisaron kis refers to items that are expensive, delicate, and easily ruined, which a person sets aside not to be used except for their specific purpose. Included in this category are expensive items or tools of a trade. For such items, a person generally designates a place for them to remain throughout Shabbos. Even Reb Shimon, who usually does not hold of muktzah, agrees that items that are muktzah machmas chasar and kis should not be moved on Shabbos or Yom Tov.